Welcome to MN90, Minnesota History in 90 Seconds.
If you think the job market's bad now, you should have seen it in the 1930s. Ed Nelson is program supervisor at the Forest History Center.
On the Iron Range, over 70% of people were unemployed. And the people that were employed were just getting part-time work here and there.
Franklin Roosevelt introduced the Civilian Conservation Corps in 1936 to help put Americans back to work. But it wasn't just about job creation.
It's incredible the amount of work that these young men did in the forest. They planted trees, they built fire roads, they built telephone lines, they did trails.
The CCC also taught participants a certain philosophy about work and conservation. A new organization, Conservation Corps Minnesota, carries on that legacy today.
The work ethic, the love of the land, the conservation, you know, they'll never have camps of 200 men working for $30 a month again, but the concept of putting young people to work and instilling in them a sense of conservation, that forests, what we do in a forest today, we can't expect immediate results. We're doing it for generations that haven't even been born yet.
MN90 is a co-production of the Minnesota Historical Society and AMPRS, diverse radio for Minnesota's communities, made possible by funding from the Minnesota Arts and Cultural Heritage Fund, online at mn90.org.